AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump government efficiency initiative, being spearheaded by billionaire Elon Musk, hit a snag.
A lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data. That potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Harlambous, ABC News, New York.
Federal judge in Maryland struck down the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship in the U.S., second judge to do so. So-called Proud Boys need a new name. A judge in Washington, D.C. awarded control of the trademark to D.C.'s Metropolitan AME Church after the group defaulted on a nearly $3 million vandalism judgment related to a December 2020 rally. A sixth person has died in the wake of the massive illegal fireworks explosion in Honolulu over New Year's. So far, 10 have been arrested. This is ABC News. Federal public health officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that disparities continue between black women and white women who are pregnant.
The CDC says in 2023, black women in the U.S. died at a rate nearly 3.5 times higher than white women at the time of childbirth. That's higher than the maternal death rate in 2021 and 22, leading March of Dimes Interim Medical Director Dr. Amanda Williams to conclude that the pandemic affected women of all races. But once we went back to regular activities, the impact of systemic racism and unequal access to maternal health care went back into place. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the Where Are They Now file, Daniel Penny, the one-time Marine who was acquitted of choking Jordan Neely to death on a New York City subway train, has been hired as a deal partner at Silicon Valley venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz. Co-founder and general partner Mark Andreessen is close to President Trump. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys that, especially the guys that you've won with. Like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light snow or freezing rain will come to an end overnight. Clouds will stay with us as well. Watch out for some slippery travel. Temperatures dropping to the low to mid-20s or winds turning to the west. A light glaze of ice and a very light accumulation of snow. Currently 26 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan rolls out the Elon Musk Act to ban special government employees. Plus, how many genders are there? Are you sure? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. The billionaire coup is almost complete, and this is looking pretty damn grim right now. And and no one seems to have stopped it. Can we return to democracy? You know, there's one thread that ties together Trump's destruction of American government agencies, his offer to take the Gaza crisis off Israel's hands and dump it on our military. And let me just speak to that very quickly. Netanyahu came over here. And when Netanyahu came over here, he was in an absolute state of crisis because Gaza is a complete mess. He bombed the crap out of it. 90% of all the buildings have been destroyed or damaged. It's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars, or certainly tens of billions of dollars, to rebuild Gaza. And Israel doesn't want to pay for it. They don't want to do it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They don't want to occupy Gaza. They don't want to be, you know, this is the reason why they left Gaza years ago, was because they were tired of having their soldiers be shot at. So Netanyahu comes over here and says, Trump's an idiot. If I flatter him and butter him up, you know, maybe I can get him to take this problem off my hands. And it's exactly what Trump offered to do. I mean, everybody's freaking out about how this is going to blow up the Middle East and everything else, and that's all true. I mean, you know, keep in mind, the reason bin Laden attacked us on 9/11 was because we still had an Air Force base in Saudi Arabia after the first Gulf War. George Herbert Walker Bush negotiated a deal with the Saudis to stage an Air Force base for attacks on Saddam Hussein back in 19, whatever the year was, and, you know, as he was running, 1992, I believe it was, as he was running against Bill Clinton, he wanted to have this short war, maybe it was 91, and it, you know, turned out to be a three-day war. But after the war, he didn't close that Air Force base. And bin Laden was just beside himself because American women were walking around with their elbows showing and driving cars, and men were watching pornography and not covering their heads. I mean, not growing beards. I mean, it was just it's blasphemy, right? This is far worse. So, you know, Trump put a target on our backs, but I would say Netanyahu put a target on our backs by suckering Trump into making this stupid suggestion, offering this stupid deal that nobody's ever going to follow. But anyhow, enough of that. There's a common thread that ties together Trump and Musk's destruction of our government agency, his offer to take Gaza off Israel's hands, and our representatives and senators' failure to challenge him. And that is, this is how kingdoms operate, rule by decree, which proves that we're asking the wrong question. If you plug "Can American Democracy Survive Trump" into a search engine, you will see that there are literally hundreds, maybe thousands of websites and blogs and posts and social media posts that literally have that as their headline. Can American democracy survive Trump, or variations thereof? But American democracy was kneecapped by five Republicans on the Supreme Court back in 1978 when they ruled that money was the same thing as free speech and corporations are the same thing as persons. I mean, the correct question is, can the American system, now that it's become flooded with dark money and that the right to vote has become a mere privilege in red states, ever again represent the interests of average citizens? Can we ever return to democracy? You know, in an open call on X yesterday with Republican Senators Joni Ernst and Mike Lee, apartheid billionaire Elon Musk, whose father says he was chauffeured to school in white-run South Africa in a Rolls Royce, went off on regulations. He says regulations basically should be default gone. Not default there, default gone. And if it turns out that we missed the mark on a regulation, we can always add it back in. And in a childlike echo of Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, Musk adds, these regulations are added willy-nilly all the time, so we've just got to do a wholesale spring cleaning of regulation to get the government off the backs of everyday Americans so people can get things done. If the government has millions of regulations holding everyone back, well, that's not freedom. We got to restore freedom. Right. When billionaires talk about freedom, you have to know what they're talking about is they want their taxes cut and they want their companies deregulated so that they can make more profit and screw us. I mean, think about this. Both capitalism and democracy could be viewed as like a game, you know, like a football game. And imagine if the NFL were to say, oh, we've got too many regulations, and just suspend them all just, you know, before Sunday's Super Bowl. So the Chiefs, acting like elected Democrats, say, well, we'll continue to play by the old rules. Those worked well. But, you know, the Eagles, they decide to start gut punching and face mask pulling and even throw five extra players on the field. The only team that would win under those circumstances would be the one willing to play dirty or buy off the refs. And increasingly, that's where we are today, both with our democracy and our economy. We know this is crazy. Every state in the union has an insurance commissioner because for decades, for a half a century or longer, insurance companies just routinely rip people off. And finally, every state said enough. Same thing with banks and brokerages. We regulate them because the last two times we deregulated them in the 1920s and the 1990s, it produced the Republican Great Depression of the 1930s and the Bush crash of 2008. We regulate automobile manufacturers because, hey, when we didn't, Ford killed 900 people with the Pinto, and GM trucks killed 2,000 people with their side saddle gas tanks. We regulate refineries because their emissions cause cancer. We regulate drugs because unscrupulous manufacturers have killed people in previous eras. We regulate workplace safety because of the Triangle Shirtwaist fire killed 146 young women. We regulate traffic with signs and stoplights to keep order and reduce accidents. We regulate police to prevent them from abusing innocent people. We regulate building codes so people's houses don't catch on fire or collapse. And there was a time in America when we regulated money and politics and when we guaranteed the right to vote. Those two types of regulations were passed back in the 19th century and the early 20th century. In response to multiple scandals, like in 1899 when William Cooper, the second richest guy in America, stood outside the Montana legislature and passed out $1,000 checks to everybody who voted to make him the senator for the state. I mean, that led straight to the Tillman Act. In 1905, under Teddy Roosevelt, it was passed that said no corporation can give money in a public in a federal election. Well, it wasn't just Cooper that led to the Tillman Act. It was a whole series of abuses. We passed regulations guaranteeing a minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and the right to unionize in order to create the world's first large-scale middle class. And we regulated the morbidly rich with a 90% income tax rate to prevent them from amassing so much wealth that they could challenge our government, which is, by the way, where we are right now. And, of course, it's those regulations, you know, money in politics, regulating money in politics, regulating the right to vote, and preventing the accumulation of dangerous amounts of wealth, to which today's broligarchs most strenuously object. In each case, it was five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court who gutted our protective regulations and put America on a collision course with today's oligarchic neo-fascist takeover. I mean, they ruled that billionaires can buy politicians. They, you know, it's no longer called bribery. It's called free speech when you give money to a politician in exchange for their votes. They claim that corporations aren't soulless creations of the law, but they're They're persons with human rights under the Bill of Rights. They claim that voting is not a right in America in open defiance of U.S. law. They said it's a mere privilege, giving the green light to Republicans to purge or refuse to count over 4 million votes in the last election. And the result of all this Republican corruption is that the will of the majority of Americans hasn't happened since the 60s. It was the 60s when we got Medicare and Medicaid and Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act and all, you know, Title IX, Title X, all of these protections, all of these benefits, food stamps, Section 8 housing, or Section 9, whatever it is, all this stuff, that all happened in the 60s. Why did it stop in the 70s? Because the Supreme Court said that we're going to, they struck down all these regulations on dark money and big money in politics. And ever since then, big money has frozen us like a mosquito in amber. I mean, even Barack Obama, he wanted to create a national health care system. He had to do it on the platform of for-profit insurance companies. And he couldn't even get the public option through so that you could buy into Medicare at any age, which shouldn't have been that big a lift. But the right-wing billionaires in the insurance industries, they demanded that he bow down to them. Dark money has destroyed the notion of one person, one vote. Elon Musk just bought the White House for Trump for $270 million. Monopolies, allowed because corporations can now buy politicians, have destroyed the small businesses that once filled America's malls and downtowns. And voter suppression and voter list purges that knocked 4 million votes and voters off the rolls in the 2024 election, as Greg Palast documented on this program, gave us Donald Trump. So, yeah, Elon, let's do away with all the regulations that these wannabe kings, Donald and Elon, are saying. And let's make America, you know, unregulated, right? Let's make it look and operate like Syria and its failed state relatives. After all, freedom, right? F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet, and we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, I had my field of greens today of you. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. And you don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. It's a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily. It's like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or a piece of pizza, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your first order at fieldofgreens.com. This is a great green drink. Fieldofgreens.com, and that code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
5 men in black robes took the gavel and lied. Said money's got a voice and the people got denied. Turned speech into dollars, turned votes into gold. Sold out our future while the nation got a roll.
$1, one vote, that's the game that they play. Now the rich make the rules and the rest get betrayed. They gutted our rights, threw them out in the street. Now democracy's drowning in a dark money sea. The billionaire coup is complete, no one stopped it. Five on the court and the people just lost it. Bought off the ballot, sold off the land. Now the law's just a weapon in a rich man's hand.
Minutes past the hour, the most reckless idea in modern history, Trump's plan to take over Gaza. This would be an absolute bloodbath. There is no doubt about it. This is the fifth country now that Trump has threatened to invade. Canada, Mexico, Panama, Greenland, which is by extension Denmark. and now Gaza. Of course, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. But he just gave Benjamin Netanyahu the biggest get out of jail card. And the Netanyahu administration has posted big posters along the biggest highways in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv that say, thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Donald Trump, for taking this burden of Gaza off Israel. And of course, you know, let's not forget that it was a year ago that Jared Kushner said Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there, but from Israel's perspective, I'd do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. And according to Puck News, Jared Kushner helped write Donald Trump's remarks yesterday, where he stood next to Netanyahu and said, yeah, we'll take over the Middle East, we'll take over Gaza, we'll let our soldiers get shot at instead of Israeli soldiers. Not to worry. We'll let you know, 1.5 billion Muslims in the world be pissed off at us instead of at you, Mr. Netanyahu. No problem. Trump just volunteered all of us for another 9/11, or worse. Meanwhile, Fox News hosts are praising this, going, oh, isn't he smart? Seriously, Laura Ingraham, we may actually solve a problem. We may actually make money on it. Like, that's a bad thing for the United States to get repaid for the tens of billions of dollars just in the last few years we've dumped into the Middle East. Jesse Waters, Trump's shooting to be the greatest deal maker in history. There's no deal. There's one deal no president's ever been able to make: peace in the Middle East. Yeah, right. You think this is going to bring peace in the Middle East? I got a bridge to sell you. And Sean Hannity, he is negotiating and sending a loud message to the entire Arab world. Get engaged, end this conflict once and for all, eliminate terrorism, and a new day will begin. No, the message he's sending to the entire Arab world is America, you should be in your crosshairs. You know, pull another bin Laden. Meanwhile, the Democrats in the Senate, they just voted yesterday to confirm Doug Collins as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. 24 Democrats voted for this guy. He's a Republican from the House of Representatives who signed an amicus brief, and you know, to overturn the election in 2020. He's an election denier. He's a Trump humper, and 24 Democrats in the Senate voted for him. Michael Bennett, Richard Blumenthal, Masto, Durbin, Fetterman, Gallego, Gillibrand, Hassan, Himmerich, Hickenlooper, Kane, Kelly, King, Klobuchar, Lujan, Ossoff, Peters, Rosen, Sanders, Schiff, Shaheen, Slotkin, Warnock, and Welch. If any of them represent you, you might want to give them a call and let them know what you think about that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into a future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code for your free trial is TOM, T-H-O-M.
A voice for every worker, not just the wealthy hand, but power found a loophole, bought the system out. Now money drowns the voices, now greed decides the route. Can we dial back big money and democracy? Can we break the chains of cash that steal our right to be? When a dollar speaks louder than a million cries, we're not the ones they serve, just left outside. Slow, but money grew, corruption took its place. 1976, Buckley v. Valio set the pace. They said that cash was speech, that spending was a right. And ever since, the billionaires have bought up every fight.
Six minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Rich in Cedro Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Well, first, a couple of weeks ago, you had a woman call in from Marble Mount, Washington, and Cedro Woolley is kind of a red backwater off the freeway, a couple hours north of Seattle. Marble Mount is like 6 feet of crimson muck. We call it upriver. Like banjo music upriver. And I just want to say to her and all the little blue dots in red swamps that you're not alone, and there's more of us than there are of them.
Well said,
and
Rich.
That being said, I also had a question for Congressman Poken, but he's gone. Maybe you can help me. On those days when there are more Democrats than Republicans, why don't they recall Mike Johnson, install Hakeem Jeffries, and immediately change the rule to you need a supermajority to vote out the speaker.
Well,
if you can't change the rule, at least shove through a bunch of bills so they can say, look, we tried to fix Social Security, we tried to fix the post office, we tried to do whatever. But Republicans voted against it.
Yeah, they're actually trying to do that. I mean, you've got the Elon Musk Act from Mark Pocan. A lot of people are proposing legislation. The problem is that it has to get out of committee. All these committees have Republican majorities. They will not allow any Democratic legislation out of committee. Any effort to depose Mike Johnson will be shut down, although I recommended that in my Daily Take yesterday. It takes, I think, six or seven votes now to call into question his speakership. But I think there should be serious
pushback. I thought it was one.
It used to be one.
Did they change it?
Yeah, the Republicans changed it about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. They changed it in January when they got sworn in and they redid the rules.
For a day, they could put it out there. Look, we've had this Social Security bill. What is it? Social Security 2025 or whatever.
Yeah.
Push that through real quick. Bing, bang, boom. Da, 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 da.
Anyway.
Yeah, the problem is you can't push anything through if you can't get the bill out of committee and if you can't get it on the floor. And both those things require Mike Johnson's approval or the approval of a Republican committee chair. I mean, over in the Oversight Committee, Democrats are trying to subpoena Elon Musk right now. Jerry Connolly just came out and did this whole press conference about, you know, we're trying to subpoena Elon Musk. But James Comer, the head of the committee, you know, the chairman of the committee, refuses to allow it. So, you know, what you have is complete Republican obstruction to any kind of Democratic effort. So basically what they're left with is standing outside the Treasury building with a bunch of signs and bullhorns, which is going on right now and has been going on for a couple of days. So that's where we're at, Rich. It's going to take an uprising by the people. It's going to take a groundswell of popular discontent to put these people back on their heels. And like Mark Pocan said, they're trying to cut a couple $1 trillion out of the federal government expenditures so that they can extend Donald Trump's tax cuts that expire this year. And they're going to try and do this apparently in April, maybe in March, that they want to extend those tax cuts, but they can't raise the debt ceiling because they won't be able to, you know, they won't have any Democratic votes, and they've got a handful of Republicans who won't go along with it. So what are they going to do? They're going to gut the government to make room for more tax breaks for billionaires. And who do they have doing it? A billionaire president and a billionaire co-president on his right hand. So that's what's going on. Rich, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. I was wondering about, there was talk about the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, a while back, and whether they were going to get rid of that. And I'm wondering if that's still something that's on the table with Trump. And that would certainly cause great panic for banks that are holding our money.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about that?
I don't. No, I haven't. You know, the closest is this morning, one of our callers said that today Musk was supposedly going over to hit NOAA, you know, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the organization that funds all of our weather reporting and stuff, presumably because they have been talking about how the impact of climate change and the fossil fuel billionaires who own the GOP are very upset about that. But no, I don't know about what's going on with FDIC other than the rumor that I've heard that it's in their crosshairs. Pretty much every government agency is in their crosshairs. And you're absolutely right. If you do away with FDIC, you're going to see a banking crash like we had in the 1930s. And we don't want
you'll have a run on the banks, and everyone's going to want their money.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Mark, thank you for the call. Spot on. Wanda in San Luis, Obispo, California. Hey, Wanda, yes. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. It is San Luis Obispo, and the gentleman that just called, it's the same concern for my wife and I as the FDIC. Do we pull our money out now? I mean, I was hoping that Congressman Pocan was still on the line because how do we watch this? What do we do? I mean, how can we laser in on this and say, no, we don't, you know, this is keep your hands out of the banks?
I would be astonished if they succeed in gutting the FDIC or its equivalent organization that guarantees savings and loan organizations. But that said, if you're doing business with one of the big banks, I strongly encourage you to open an account with a local, you know, locally owned credit union and move as much of your banking into that credit union as you possibly can.
So the credit union would be safer than we're involved in like a small banks, not the big banks, but
credit unions have an organization that has that's pretty much the clone of the FDIC. So your deposits in a credit union are guaranteed up to $250,000, just like they are in a bank. The difference is that credit unions don't operate for profit. They operate for the benefit of their members. When you open an account with a credit union, you become a member. And the members vote on the board of directors, and the members vote on the officers. And the members make the major decisions for each one of the credit unions. And that's a big deal. It means that you don't have banking executives who have a big investment in hitting you with fees and tricking you into buying things and hustling, you know, bad insurance at you and all the other, you know, jacking credit card rates up, all the other little tricks that banks do to fatten their bottom line because credit unions don't have a bottom line. So
do you think our money in, and this is, I know it's going to be your opinion, but would be safe for, let's say, the next 2 or 3 months?
Yes. Yeah, although, I mean, there's no way to know exactly what these guys are going to do. I mean, they are following Mark Zuckerberg's instruction, you know, move fast and break things. And but I would think that they'll probably go after credit unions after they go after the banks. But whether they're going to even go after the banks or not, or whether that was just a false flag, I don't know, Wanda, and I'm not sure anybody does. Wanda, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Don't freak out. You know, just keep your eye on what's going on. And I promise you, if any of this stuff breaks, you'll hear it first here. So, Wanda, thank you for the call. Michael in Barrington Hills, Illinois. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's the issue of tariffs and so-called tariff income that was referred to, Congressman. Okay. I don't think of tariffs having an income because they're paid by the person corporation here. So, for example, against China, there's a 25% tariff possibly coming up. They'll have to pay 25% here, the man here, person here, into the Border Patrol, actually, here. So China doesn't pay any tariff. They don't pay it.
We pay the tariffs, but the tariffs are federal revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're like a tax on somebody here, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
100% of the cost of operating our federal government, 100% of the cost of operating our federal government from the founding of our republic until the Civil War was paid for by tariffs, 100%.
Two-thirds
from the Civil War to World War I, one-third from World War I to World War II. It's around 2% right now, but Trump has said, or maybe it's Musk, one or the other of them has actually said that they would like to do away with the income tax and fund the government with tariffs.
That's crazy. Yeah. I think that's crazy.
It is. It really is. And I'm a fan of tariffs, actually. But, you know,
small tariffs, probably.
Yeah, well, targeted tariffs. I want to use tariffs as part of a national industrial policy, not let's do away with income taxes for billionaires strategy. Michael, I got to run. I'm sorry, but excellent point. Thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with your calls right after this.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is news from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump government efficiency initiative being spearheaded by billionaire Elon Musk hit a snag.
A lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data. That potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
Federal judge in Maryland struck down the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship in the U.S., second judge to do so. So-called Proud Boys need a new name. A judge in Washington, D.C. awarded control of the trademark to D.C.'s Metropolitan AME Church after the group defaulted on a nearly $3 million vandalism judgment related to a December 2020 rally. A sixth person has died in the wake of the massive illegal fireworks explosion in Honolulu over New Year's. So far, 10 have been arrested. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys that, especially the guys that you've won with. Like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light snow or freezing rain will come to an end overnight. Clouds will stay with us as well. Watch out for some slippery travel. Temperatures dropping to the low to mid 20s or winds turning to the west. A light glaze of ice and a very light accumulation of snow. Currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to discuss my week-long fast before being joined by Reggie Jackson for a conversation about race in the state of Wisconsin.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Kill democracy. Donald Trump is crushing the media, tearing down the lies. Turning once like him have tried to shut the critics down.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Susan in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Just a couple of things. He was talking about the FDIC. Now, didn't they do something with the CPFB already on Monday?
Yeah, they went. Musk announced on X that he had shut down the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. I haven't been able to verify that. It just kind of got lost in the noise, but he said that he was going to do it.
And as far
and they have oversight over the banks. Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry.
They are a regulator of the banks. They have oversight over the banks.
Right. And isn't, I mean, violation of the was the Protection Privacy Act? How do they get away with getting into all of our record systems?
They're breaking all kinds of laws, Susan, and they're getting away with it because the administration is responsible for enforcing the law. You know, it's the Justice Department and the FBI who would enforce the laws. And Pam Bondi got sworn in this morning as our new attorney general. Do you really think Pam Bondi is going to go after Elon Musk and Donald Trump? No way. She's a complete tool. No way.
And so, Representative Green from Texas announced on the floor this morning that he is beginning to go after impeachment platform.
Yeah. There are a number of Democrats who are talking about impeaching Trump. But
he said he's going to do it on his own.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way he can do it.
Yeah, he said from the ground up this time, not from the top down.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you noticed the presidential seal that was behind Trump when he was speaking to Davos. He changed the direction of the eagle.
Really?
It's facing the arrows now and not the olive branches.
Really?
That hasn't been done since what, the 1940s?
I didn't even know. Is there a story there, a history behind that?
I think the last time it was facing that way was 1947.
Wow. Well, let me look that up, Susan. That's fascinating. I had no idea. Susan, thank you for that.
You can see a picture of it online.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll look it up. Susan, thank you so much for the call. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again. Hey, the first thing I wanted to tell everybody out there is when you try and call your state representative, you'll see on all their home offices, a good portion of them have no phone numbers.
Yikes.
So you can't even call them, okay? And we are, the whitehouse.gov number has already been taken down on the first day. And when you call the D.C. office, you get somebody mentioned this a couple of days ago, you get a Medicare Advantage. Hey, it goes so away. Special, you got a special today. Medicare Advantage.
Wow.
It comes on. Yeah. So when people was like thinking about not paying the taxes, I understand her frustration because you can't even contact these people now, state offices or home offices. They've taken down the numbers because they don't want anybody calling and finding out about what's going on. So that's the first thing. The other thing I was going to say, people, is that they're being propped up by the billionaires. So you can do this right from your home. You know, keep your old iPhone. You don't need to buy a new one. That's supporting Cook. He was there behind from Apple. And then get off Facebook. Don't get on there. Instagram, all those are Zuckerbergs. So you could help with that. But that way, stay off those things owned by these billionaires. Amazon, try and buy. Bezos in his pocket too. Buy stuff from your local store. You know, your
Carol,
local
it sounds
store
like we're in our break. I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Polsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Declaring the war on women's sports is over. President Trump issued an order barring trans women from women's sports.
President Trump before the cameras and a cheering crowd in the East Room, signing an executive order banning transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The head of the NCAA said, of the approximately 510,000 college athletes in this country, fewer than 10 are known to be transgender. And tonight, advocacy groups fear this move will only lead to more discrimination and harassment.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Legal rulings starting to stack up against Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship. A second federal judge, this one in Maryland, issued a preliminary injunction against the order. Earlier, a federal judge in Washington State blocked the order. He beat and suffocated to death a pastor in his own Arlington, Texas church in 2011. Stephen LaWayne Nelson got a lethal injection Wednesday night. This is ABC News. Hadi Matar has gone on trial in Mayville, New York. He is charged with